Recording. Good.
Excitement yards, excitement yards. Look at it go, excitement yards.
Gonna open the channel.
Okay. 2 days till Mandalorian.
Wow. Apparently nobody's gonna join.
Well, they're all stuffed with bacon.
Sartre will show up at some point. And I'm sure the Steelers are set now. They signed Jadeveon Clowney's cousin.
Oh.
Because apparently he needed another wide receiver somewhere.
Oh, is that what he does?
I believe so.
Okay.
I was like, I'm not sure we really needed another wide receiver.
That is true. They're stacked at wide receiver, I would say. But maybe that's what happens. Like, when they first drafted him, I was like, boo, what are you thinking? And I was like, oh, TJ's as good, if not better, than JJ.
Yeah, TJ's been... I was not sold on him when they drafted him because, you know, he had played defense for like a week and a half, you know, before he...
I wasn't sold on Devin Bush either, but both of them turned out to be great, finally.
Yeah.
That'll be today's trivia question. What's the only undefeated team in football currently? Oh, yeah. The Minnesota Vikings.
It'll last up until about 4 o'clock on Sunday.
You think so?
Yes, I do.
They can't beat the...
No.
Who's the Wadgles? Ravens?
No, I believe the problem is going to be is that our defenders are not going to be able to stop the running of the quarterback.
Oh.
I think he'll have like 150 yards rushing.
Maybe. But that's every game he plays. I don't think he's throwing a pass this season.
He is not a prolific passer yet at this point in his career. That's correct.
Okay. I'm ready to go. I have answers to questions. I've got questions for the next couple weeks.
The Steelers signed some new quarterback that I swear I read somewhere was the cousin of someone who was good.
Oh, I thought... See, all the pundits told me that the Steelers' destiny was to sign Haskins.
Here it is. Steelers had former All-Mac wide receiver, the first cousin of Jadeveon Clowney.
Oh.
He went to the University...
It was his brother.
No, cousin. University of Buffalo, wide receiver Anthony Johnson.
Cool.
Put him on the practice squad. Release some other guy I've never heard of from the practice squad. Omar Adoba?
Nope. Practice squad, dude.
Yep.
I'm not that entrenched.
That Adoba guy was a third-round pick of the Seahawks in 2017. Johnson is from the same hometown as Steelers backup quarterback Mason Rudolph. Well,
wow.
There's got to be no talent in that town because Mason Rudolph sucks.
No way. That dude got clubbed in the head with his own helmet and still continued playing that game.
Sucked.
Oh, not only that, but not only is he an incredibly mediocre quarterback, his girlfriend's a total smoke show.
Oh, I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
But he's a doofus.
He's fine. He's just not a very good backup quarterback.
Yeah, true story there. All right, let's...
Actually, maybe he is. Maybe he's just a bad starting quarterback.
is the good old Red Rocket, is he out of concussion protocol? Is he playing this week?
Unknown. I have not.
I know he took a beating there Sunday.
He did.
What the best part was is he gets, like, just blasted. And all of his teammates are just kind of standing around. They're like, eh, whatever. And then finally one of them comes from, like, across the field.
He's like, hey, dude, are you okay?
Yeah. Everyone else is like, eh, it's Dalton. He'll be fine. Whatever. All right, here we go. I'm tired. Let's get this ball rolling.
Yeah.
Greetings, True Believers. Welcome to the 265th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. That's a big number. Dang. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got KS72. That's Ray. We got Sneaky B15. He's Ian. We're the Puzzle Warriors. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is the week of 10/28 to 11/4 in the year of our COVID. And your 5-day 4-star Craig! Out of Titans. Ian, did you play the Luke Cage?
Oh, yeah.
Did you fiddle faddle?
Oh, my goodness, did I ever.
All right. Seems like we already talked about that.
Nope, I think we just anticipated it.
Okay.
We talked about our totally wrong builds all the way across.
Oh, you know what it was? I think we fiddle faddled with Taskmaster. I think that's what it came down to.
Right. Oh, that too. Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. Coming up after that is Ghost versus, apparently, Natasha.
Blonde Widow, I think. They have overlapping colors. I think that would be the most logical guess.
Oh, it's 5-star Black Widow.
What the hey now? That's outrageous.
Yeah, I don't remember Ghost being all that good.
Does it? Isn't invisible a thing?
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine. You win. Right. Can 5-star Natasha beat you up invisibly?
Probably not.
Okay, you're good then. I'm good then. I think invisible is 5.
Yeah, I think purple is invisible. Purple. Yeah.
Yeah, I got 5 purple.
All right, do it up.
5-2-3. 5-2-3, getting it done. I'll keep you posted, though.
All right. Coming up after that in the third is Whoop 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 versus apparently his arch rival, Victor Von Doom.
That makes tons of sense. That is the exact model of Stretch Armstrong that Ray purchased for my son.
Nice. Ian's got 5 in the Imagine At.
Yeah, I do. That's the answer. I don't know what those other two abilities do.
I don't either, because they kept changing them. He was but recently reworked.
Yeah, he is. Also, mine's not champion, so I can't do anything but what it says.
That's true. All right. And your story land, Honor Among Thieves is running. No, I'm sorry. Unstable ISO 8 is running. That'll get you Deadpool, Elsa, and Samurai Dreams. Placement is Nebula and Archangel. That's followed up by Honor Among Thieves. Doom, Nebula, Archangel, and the sweet, sweet Dazzler coming in there with some Ghost Driver in placement rewards.
Donkey Teeth has a good point. He says he knows who we're talking about, but somebody might not know who Whoop Whoop Whoop.
Well,
that's Mr. Fantastic.
They should go back and listen to some old episodes, Donkey.
We don't cater to them.
We don't cater to their kind here.
It is a 4-star Mr. Fantastic. I don't know if there are any other star Mr. Fantastics, but...
Oh, please, no more.
In
PvP land, it is still the Morris Day season. Blood for Blood is running. They'll get you Luke Cage and some guy with a sword. Placement is Ghost Driver and some Heimdall.
Now, we definitely need a 5-star Mr. Fantastic who's like rubbery arms comes out and moves every tile into another spot on the board just to...
No.
Annoy Craig.
Now, unless this is a pun that I don't get, and I don't get all of our own jokes anymore because we're on episode 265 and I don't remember them all. All right, this is telling me that the PvP event that you're talking about right now, placement gets me 2 different 5-star characters?
Is it Ghost Driver or 4-star?
Try again.
I'm pretty sure that's what I looked at in the rewards.
Robbie Reyes, Ghost Rider?
Yeah.
The one in a car? I assume you're calling him Ghost Driver because he's the car one.
Right.
He's been a 5-star, I think, forever because regular Ghost Rider is 4-star.
Huh, it's a Johnny Blaze.
Okay. Boo for the Puzzle Warriors and their ill-used puns.
I could have sworn I saw something that told me it was the Ghost Driver.
Well, the Ghost Driver is what you get in the Dazzler Honor Among Thieves situation.
Yeah, so I just assumed it rolled over, apparently. Well, there you go. It's the correct
Ghost... So do I get Blade, or do I get Ghost Rider?
It's the correct Ghost Rider, Johnny Blaze.
Okay, so I get Heimdall shards.
Yeah.
I don't get Blade shards.
There are definitely Blade shards in
I get Blade.
You get...
So I get 2 different varieties of 4-stars.
Right.
In Blood for Blood.
What? Yes, one is the things at the end are placement awards, the other ones are progression rewards.
Oh, right. So I get a 4-star Blade.
In progression.
And then I get a 4-star, yes, I get it.
Yeah.
And a Heimdall.
Correct, shards.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'm back on board.
All right.
Ish.
Yeah, all right. Let's go to the news. Andy, sit down. We got new release notes.
Uh-oh. I'm ready. I can't wait.
The clue for this week is Standing Strong for Mother.
Clearly, that's Norman Bates.
I think clearly the answer has to be Omega Red.
Oh.
Standing Tall for Mother Russia.
I like that guess. That's better than my guess. I was going to guess it was going to be Wolverine.
How'd you get there?
I thought of somewhere in Marvel, there's probably an acronym for some group that spells out Mother.
Oh, maybe.
And some obscure character who works for this group named Mother.
Like Batroc the Leaper?
Yes, of course.
No, because Glenn Danzig famously sang the song Mother. His favorite character is Wolverine, so I figured it was another 5-star Wolverine.
Oh, nice. That's good. I like that. Mother, tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother. Mother!
I'm going to have to put in a formal request that you never sing that song again. That really made it worse for me. Like, as soon as I'm done with this show, I have to listen to that song so I can get it out of my head. your go listen to Miley Cyrus cover songs advice was
oh,
was
my
well
God,
met.
They were so good.
They were.
So good. So what else going on? Some more Elsa Bloodstone events going on. The spooky covers are currently going on.
You get a free Halloween vault token on tomorrow and a free blade cover on the 31st. And then enjoy the return of costumes if you'd like to acquire those. And the fix is, hey, the team-up bug is now fixed, I hear.
Oh, tell me about that. There's a team-up bug?
There was when they changed the setting to the team screen. The people's team-ups were getting stuck. Did you hear about it? You remember this? No?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Nope.
It's back to functioning previously where empty team-up boost slots are filled with a selection of team-ups that are randomized instead of being the same ones every time.
Okay.
I thought there was also a problem where you would keep getting color boosts if you use the color boost. Like, it would randomly throw your color boost back in, even if you'd switch back to your team up.
Yeah, I believe that was also the case, yes.
Yeah. I never saw that, so I don't know the details on it, but yeah, supposedly fixed. Of course, I used some boosts and kept forgetting to remove them, so now I have 0 all color and 0 purple boosts, because that ridiculous shield training, I had to use the wheels on it, and the first time I went to use it, they killed my Deadpool, like, immediately.
Mm.
So I decided, all right, well, I'm going to use purple and, you know, all and get this going right away. And it worked. That got me past the whole Mockingbird, whoever else is in there. But, yeah, I forgot to remove those boot bursts, and every time I'd launch a game, I'd be like, ah, until I used them all up.
Just used all of them. You.
Yeah.
Team-ups of characters that are powered up in event now correctly display the power-up crystal. Event rules and pop-ups now correctly display powered-up characters in alphabetical order within each rarity. Alright. And I'm not sure what this means. Tightened up the selectable area in the resources screen for shard offers when they were off-screen.
When they
I'm
were
not sure how
off-screen?
You were clicking on them if they were off-screen.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I don't know. They lost me there. I got nothing else in the news, really. You know, we had lots of people in downtown State College violating all of our rules by having giant parties to watch the football team lose. So we're currently trying to track all of them down to give them $300 fines. So that's fun.
I saw that the local police put out a statement saying, hey, you know what? Not only are we going to fine you, but we're also going to tell you the university on you, and you're going to get suspended and lose your tuition. So stop it.
Yep. So from what I understand, there will be extra people perusing downtown this weekend to try and put a stop to it for the Ohio State game.
Good luck with that. I think most of the large groups were gathered in apartment buildings. Like, you're going to go, you know, door to door in apartment buildings and check how many people?
We have communicated with the owners of said apartment buildings, and they are locking all the common areas so that people can't use them. Because the big party last weekend was in, like, a shared courtyard.
Mm.
And there was a couple hundred people went into shared courtyard. So now no one can use the courtyard.
That'll earn you.
Yep.
Or it won't.
No.
Yeah, it won't. Correct.
And I've heard this mystery plan that apparently since the Big Ten will not allow people in the actual stadium, they're going to allow people just in the next stadium over to watch the game on a giant scoreboard.
What?
I just heard this morning.
That can't be a real plan.
That's what I've heard.
It is, but I can't accept it. Let's.
That's just something I heard.
What do you mean next stadium over? Like,
You know how like the soccer field has a big new electronic scoreboard?
Sure.
You could go sit in that stadium and watch the game on the big scoreboard.
Why not just let them into the regular stadium?
No,
then?
Big Ten rules don't allow that. You can't go see the game live. You can watch it, you know, a couple hundred yards to your west, though.
In a giant, you can watch it in a giant crowd live. You just can't watch it live.
Yes, apparently.
Sounds like hooey.
I mean, at this point, they might as well open up the baseball field, too. You know, fill that up. It didn't do anything all year. It sat empty since our minor league team had no games. I don't know. Got any other news?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
Very little. I'm sorry.
All right. In which case, let's head straight into the top three from the top three. In which category?
Oh, this week it is horror movie villains for the Halloween season. Thought I'd go with something a little darker than usual.
All right.
Do you want to start, Craig?
Sure. I have an honorable mention before my...
Nope.
My number
no.
Three.
No.
Yep.
No. No. You save it to the end.
Why am I saving it at the end?
Because you're going to spoil one of our other lists with your endless honorable mentions. Please save it to the end.
I don't understand.
If you say something that's on my list, then we talk about it now, and we don't talk about it when it's on my list.
This person's totally not on anybody's list but mine.
Oh, okay. That is clear.
Will they still be an honorable mention if you wait till the end?
I suppose.
Please wait to the end?
Okay.
Awesome. We'll do honorable mentions afterwards, or people who just were not quite cool enough to make the list but deserved it.
Whatever.
Your number three.
My number three is Pinhead from the Hellraiser franchise. Nice. I like Hellraiser. They're low budget.
I do too.
They're kind of terrible, but also kind of awesome at the same time.
I'll go. My number three, no surprise here, Lord of the Cenobites, Pinhead.
Nice.
Nice.
I did not expect that.
Yeah, I'm not a horror movie fan, but I'm a Cenobite fan, and Pinhead has always been kind of dope looking.
Yeah.
He enough so that, you know, even when they change the actor, I'm like, oh, that's the same dude. fools me every time. Yeah, he's a pretty menacing villain.
Yeah. Nice.
And not in a, you know, in an evil kind of way, but less so than a horrifying kind of way. I appreciated him for that.
So I will say that Pinhead was one of my honorable mentions.
Okay.
But my number three is actually, and I think I'm stretching it a little, but one of my favorite horror movies, The Morphing Alien from The Thing.
Okay.
Oh, like John Carpenter's Thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely one of the best villains. I mean,
I don't know what you really call that thing outside of just The Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's The Thing. It.
Yeah.
John Carpenter's The Thing. I can accept that. That's a great film.
I just rewatched it not that long ago, and it is a really good film. Still.
Yeah.
Holds up.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally holds up. Yeah. Maximum Paranoia.
Mm-hmm. All right. My number two as a kid growing up in the 80s, it's Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, it should be.
Man, I watched a lot of Freddy movies back in the day.
He didn't make my list, but he's one of the best. He was one of the most iconic. He had a slashy glove, dude.
Yeah.
And as we know, the third movie in that franchise is the best.
Dream Warriors.
Nancy and the Dream Warriors fought people.
Ain't
super
got
dope.
A dream no more.
Number two on my list of horror movie villains is none other than the Tall Man. And by the Tall Man, I of course mean the Mortician from Phantasm.
Oh, ooh, nice.
He is my earliest horror movie memory. I think that's why I hold it in such high esteem. I watched it before, you know, sneakily, before I ever should have. So it scarred me very deeply.
Mm. Well, and he is just super creepy. Like,
yeah.
In a nightmarish, disturbing kind of way. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sweet ball that massacres people is cool, but he's extra scary.
All right. My number two, this is, so I am also not a huge fan of horror movies. However, this movie, the original, really freaked me out. And this is, so they made a remake of this movie. I watched the remake first, and I'm like, all right, well, I need to go back and watch the original. The original is way worse. It is way creepier. I'm talking about Leatherface from the Chainsaw, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That man is awesome.
He is, I mean, the whole family is...
is horrified. They make it so much worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's super scary, but again, dialing it back. I was sleeping over a friend's house, and we watched Garbage Pails Kids, the movie, and then they all wanted to watch the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and I was like, no bueno. Oh, man. And they were dropping that hammer on that person's head with a decrepit old man that couldn't hold... I don't like it, Ray. I don't like that you brought it up. I feel worse for having heard it.
Really, one of the scenes that really got me is just the first time Leatherface, it's one of the first times he appears, and he grabs a girl and just disappears in a wall, like closes the wall. In the remake, they added like suspenseful music, and I'm like, you know, whatever. It was a build-up and a scare. In the original, there's no music. It just happens, and you're like, oh, yeah. God. Oh, God, what just happened?
Yeah, I mean, He popularized putting people on a meat hook.
Yeah.
If it weren't for him, we wouldn't be angling on meat hooks right now.
Man, that is the glory days of the VHS movie rental place right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Oh, Leatherface. Yeah, I feel worse. Craig, get to the next
one.
It'd
be
I'm
like
sad.
Watching that as a double feature with a spit on your grave.
Well, that's a different kind of dark and horrifying.
My number one from a movie series that I'm pretty sure I'm the only person who enjoys them. It is the Djinn. From the Wishmaster series.
You are True and true.
Yeah. I love the Wishmaster movies. The Wishmaster, they are so low budget, they're terrifyingly bad. However, at the same time, I just love that Jin. He's great.
Is that the movie where they, Terrence and Philip, someone and wish cancer upon their head?
That's probably one of them.
Okay.
I mean, there's like four of them at least.
The Jin from Wishmaster. Good for you. That's,
Yeah, I'm just waiting for it to appear in the chat here, but apparently Samurai fell asleep. I don't know.
That's okay. Maybe he doesn't like horror movies, and rightly so. They make you feel bad. My number one, hopefully not stepping on any toes, but more than likely I am, definitely has the lowest kill count of anybody on my list, but is definitely by far the best. Uh-oh. And definitely cooks the finest fried chicken in all of the world. Captain Spaulding is by far... By far, leaps and bounds, my favorite movie villain. I mean, I have a hard time even making him a villain. He's so awesome.
Before you get farther, my number one is Sid Haig as Captain Spaulding.
That's Spaulding. Ah!
However,
I smelt that coming.
In the chat, though, Donkey Teeth is correct. The world's best fried chicken is made by Flava Flav.
No, not true. That's the second best fried chicken. Fried chicken and red velvet waffles.
That's right.
Flava Flav's chicken, but, Oh, Captain Spaulding was awesome. He continued his awesomeness in Devil's Rejects.
Oh yeah.
I really Ray, have you seen Three from Hell?
I have not yet. Sad to say.
I also haven't. I don't think he's in it much, if at all. I think he had already fallen at that point.
Mm, sure.
And then the pneumonia got him.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, he was an incredible actor, and he lived till 80 years old, which is a pretty full life. But yeah, I mean, I was hoping he would, you know, help close out that trilogy, but I think they had to, I think Rob Zombie put in someone in his place. I'm sure he's in the movie briefly with a line or two, but I don't think Captain Spaulding finishes it up with a Three from Hell, but
sure.
Someday, if you watch it, let me know if it's worth it.
Sure.
I will do the same if I ever.
I definitely would like to. I mean, there's really not much better than Captain Spaulding's fried chicken and gasoline. Like, that's just... he is one of the most terrifying clowns, and yet he's just a guy in clown makeup. Like,
Right, because he's not a horror clown in any way. He's not like Pennywise.
Right.
What's the matter? Don't you like clowns? Don't we make you laugh?
I think of that when I drive by, like, gas stations that have, like, that Chester's fried chicken, you know, as their food option.
For sure.
And every time I kind of laugh inside, and I'm like, fried chicken at gas stations.
You're going to have to commandeer your car. I'm an official clown business.
All right. I'm going to give you my honorable mention after you were so upset about it. It's even more obscure than the Jin from Wishmaster.
I didn't doubt it.
It is.
That's just a new policy that we're instating.
That's right. It is Radu the Vampire from the Subspecies series of films.
I don't believe that that's a that's a real film.
Would you like to watch them? I have the entire box set.
I think when you threw the dart, you missed the wall on that one. I don't even have any idea.
I didn't expect you guys to have watched the glory that is Subspecies. But, man, that's good
Radu,
stuff.
Radu the Vampire?
Radu, yes.
Is he supposed to be Dracula's younger brother?
I don't believe so. It's been a while since I've watched them, so I'm not sure I know. Remember all the plot, but...
I don't know any of the plot. I don't even know the movie. I just remember watching a movie at one point in my life where they suggested that Vlad Tepes had a younger brother named Radu. And I was like, oh, is that the angle they're working in this weird, obscure film? Yeah, and that's fine. And I support you and your honorable mentions. And thoughtfully, you did bring up Freddy Krueger. We were just trying to let you know, in the middle of a show, on mic, that our new policy for the top three is we're going to save honorable mentions, and I wish I had a chance to add this to my list till after it, so that no one's top three gets blown up beforehand.
Has it happened?
Oh my gosh, it's probably happened every time we've added honorable mentions.
Really?
If it happens once, that's too many times.
I would say, though, I have a few more honorable mentions.
Why are you so resistant to this?
I don't know.
Just go along with it.
Had trouble with this one because I had Jack Torrance from The Shining, Hannibal Lecter, although that's really not a horror movie. It's more of a psychological movie. John Doe from Seven.
Oh, yeah.
At
Kevin Spacey in real life. I mean,
I wasn't going to bring that up, but okay.
Sorry, whenever I think of that, I think of that episode of Family Guy.
Right.
Help, I've been locked in Kevin Spacey's face.
All right, then.
Yeah, it was an okay top three.
Yeah.
Is this picture in the Discord?
Yeah.
That's Radu?
That's Radu the vampire, yeah.
Okay.
I have the whole box set. Anytime you want to sit down and watch some subspecies, you let me know. I'm pretty sure it's was brought to our by our friends from, you know, Full Moon Videos, if you remember Full Moon Videos.
I do remember Full Moon Videos.
I think that's who made Subspecies. Because I also have, like, the Puppet Master box set, too.
Yeah, I was going to say that's in a similar vein, and to answer our favorite old man. Yeah, Leprechaun is dope, but he's like Puppet Master. He's just like a corny kind of awesome, rather than a terrifying awesome. The other people that we were mentioning, I feel like, are top-tier villains. Especially in the horror genre.
Yeah, I was really going for the top three, like, psychological impacts to me.
Mm. Right. Right. Again, that's that is where some of mine came from. Ugh, Leatherface.
Yeah.
I don't like that dude at all.
All right, let's jump in the car and drive to Facts and Drive. Ian, what's your trivia?
My trivia is, let me try to remember. Oh, I wrote it down so I can just reread it. This is fantastic. Notes saving me. Last week, I believe I asked you about the three characters in Marvel Puzzle Quest that have an in-game cover structure that are not accessible to the players. And those three are, of course, Galactus, Gargon, and Ultron. At least that's what I was told, and I believe them. Uh-oh, sorry. I'm going to keep reading, but I want to see how this showdown shuffles out here in the Discord. For those of you who aren't in the Discord, one of our puzzle warriors and one of our listeners are discussing the validity of Pinhead on the list and suggesting that he is not a villain. Is he neutral? Is that what you're suggesting? He's certainly not a good guy.
Well, he's not a good guy. However, he's just doing his job. Like, he's just, he...
Right!
You called him, man.
Right. I agree. He's not a psychopath or a sociopath. I realize that his nature is evil. That doesn't make him less of a villain.
I don't know. I think the villain of Hellraiser is the crazy doctor who calls forth the Cenobites.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe in the Cenobite, maybe in their own, when they're in the Cenobite plane of existence, they're just leading normal lives. They go back to their Cenobite wives and
probably not quite
that sort of thing. Okay, so anyway, let's try this week's question. This week is an MCU question, and in which of the films does Thanos make his first post-credit appearance? That again, in which film does Thanos make his first post-credit appearance? So think about that until next week when I have more trivia for you.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, that's what I got. Let's go to the mailbox, dude.
Willie!
All right. I'm going to start on Reddit this week. Dewing has the wall of text again, and I don't get the first couple, but maybe you will. AB to Tampa, though?
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, true story. Makes sense. Cool.
Yeah. Mr. Big Chest has made his way down to play with TB12.
That guy's the worst. And the other guys, both people who you mentioned are the worst.
Okay.
Sorry. Tom came out today and tried to claim that the suicide rate from having to isolate and wear masks is much higher than the rate of people dying from COVID.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I said, I hope you get COVID and die, Tom Brady.
What?
To prove your own point, dummy.
What?
Tom Brady tweeted out that the suicide rate from having to quarantine and wear masks is so high now, it's higher than the people dying from COVID.
There is no IQ test for playing football.
What?
I agree.
I just can't.
I'm sorry, it happened.
I just can't fathom that this statement happened. I got nothing to say to that except, what?
I'm gonna move on here. Dewing also
do
said,
it, Doug. Yeah, Marty, it's the wrong show.
Marty Brenneman greater than Tom Brenneman and Harry Carey greater than Chip and Skip Carey. No school like old school.
True story.
That's true. Yeah.
True story.
Hot dogs, Norm. Hot dogs.
And as we add Jack Buck, infinitely better than Joe Buck.
Joe Buck's okay.
Yeah.
He's okay. That's all I said.
He does say...
No, Tony Romo, but he's okay.
He looks forward to dueling Batroc versus Mole Man clue justifications for months to come, so it's kind of a challenge there.
Really sad when you get Mole Man.
Top three, look at the bones! There is no doubt in my mind that Craig shot food. I don't know if Craig would do that intentionally, but...
Well, everyone has done it just because it happens.
Oh, yeah. It's difficult not to. And Ian's shock at his own level of involvement in the show never gets old. trivia. He did take a guess. Gorgon, Galactus, and Hydro Molten Man. Or am I misinterpreting the question?
No, you're not. You're just not correct. According to my source, it's Ultron. Hydro Molten Man and...
Caecilius, while in the game.
Caecilius are just arbitrary in their existence.
They have no covers in the code of the game. They just are there.
Right.
But they are coverless.
They just show up and do whatever it is they do.
He says, I look forward to peasant condiment infuriating my wife, who uses it on almost everything.
just french fries, ma'am.
The clap argument. Plays well every week on the finished show. Stay the course, gentlemen.
Nice. Good work, Ray.
UNC Samurai wins that episode for the surprise footnotes in the infographic. Otherwise, Ray would have won the episode for the mod reference. Thanks, I appreciate that. And I understand I got Trump.
The show mod with B. Arthur?
Mm-hmm. And then there's mod! When did mod come up?
You were talking about one of the characters, and it was a character that you didn't know about, and none of us cared about, and you're like, well, and then there's, and I'm like, and then there's mod. That's really all that happened.
Man, apparently I tuned Ray out. Stuff. I don't know.
I didn't mean to, but that's good stuff.
Two things. Compliments of The Ringer. I'm assuming this is a sports thing. The Ringer? Is that a show or something?
There's a movie with Johnny Knoxville where he fraudulently enters the Special Olympics so that someone can bet on him and they can win because he thinks it'll be easy, but then... has a change of heart when he realizes that they're competitive athletes.
Interesting.
What a really great audience.
Exactly. It was a really tough, really tough subject. He had to really, for Johnny Knoxville, he had to really walk a fine line for that kind of humor.
Well, he says they have spent a week paying homage to plot twists, including ranking of the top 50 in films and TV. I recommend the read.
It's not what he's referencing.
Yeah. He says they've also...
He's referencing something very different.
This might narrow it down a little bit more. He says they've also started a podcast giving 60 songs that explain the 90s. Their first two have been You Oughta Know and Hey Jealousy. This seems up at least one alley of the PW3.
I am digging that. Hey Jealousy, I played that a billion times.
I didn't, but it is an enjoyable song.
I vastly prefer Alanis Morissette to stinking Gin Blossoms.
No way, baby. Gin Blossoms were an amazing band.
Man, when Jared and I had our own morning show, that Jared made sure the Gin Blossoms never got played on that show.
What a jerk.
We had cards that we had to rotate it. We would always put it in the next person's show. We'd be like, no Gin Blossoms here. Yeah, down with the Gin Blossoms.
I love the Gin Blossoms.
If you want to explain the 90s in song, you need more Dishwalla and you need more Live. End of list.
I just remember listening to that album a billion times when I was seeing a girl whose name was Allison, and we would say, play Allison Road on the CD player there.
You nerds.
Yeah. Like 1993.
Yeah.
Might have been 94.
UNC Samurai. I know that guy. He says the best wizarding duel ever was Roger Corman's 1963 masterpiece, The Raven. If you've ever said, what would a wizard battle between Vincent Price, Peter Lorre, and Boris Karloff look like, this movie is for you.
It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I guess this movie's for me. I've said that.
And as a bonus,
allowed on more than one occasion,
Lori's son is played by a very young Jack Nicholson.
Huh, I've never seen this film.
Yeah, me either. I am curious now. Meanwhile, Perondiak said new character Elsa is interesting, but unless we're going to see a bunch of airborne characters, a little bit too niche. The color changing, very effective in a few matches with the loner that I had. Several cascades. So yeah. I think she's pretty interesting. You can get cascades with her. The color changes and her board shake with the shotgun seems pretty interesting. Definitely not meta, but yeah. He also says top three wizards, Urtai, Urza, and Yawgmoth.
Sounds like Magic the Gathering. I don't trust it.
I had to look them up. You were correct. They are from Magic the Gathering. All three.
It's as though I've spent years and years working in comic book stores and gaming shops.
I played Magic the Gathering like twice, so
I'm trying to remember what those cards. Ezra had a token or something?
Oh, I don't know.
Somebody had a tower or something.
Oh, that Urza had a whole expansion.
Oh, that was after I quit playing.
Urza's Legacy.
Oh, yeah, I quit playing by then.
Yeah, you were done long after that, yeah.
Well, long before that.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. The opposite of after.
So his final comment, Masters of the Universe does not hold up, but it looks like it's going to be remade, so there's a hope. They're going to remake Masters of the Universe, huh?
I'll watch it. It sounds awesome.
No new movies in Hollywood, just remakes.
Maybe I'll watch the remake. I've never watched the original.
Oh, wait, hold on. This is completely off topic, but I can't get with it anyway. So speaking of, we're talking about movies that are awesome. Ian, recently this week, I saw a Ugly Christmas sweater that has written in upside down, I was inverted, and then it's got an F-14 Tomcat like below it. Super stoked.
Did you hear that they're going to be auctioning off Tom Cruise's jacket from that movie?
Oh, I can't afford that.
Yeah. It and another piece, and I don't remember what the other piece was. It was something that I had no interest in whatsoever, like not even as a joke kind of thing. But they expect to raise $5 million between the two pieces.
Oh, wow.
If you could afford it and you were willing to spend money to try to own it, we would really have to reevaluate our friendship.
Why? I would wear that.
I can think, possibly off the top of my head, of 768 better things to spend that amount of money on. Also, Ray, remind me when we get to the synergy segment that I have an on-topic mini rant.
Okay. I want to finish up the letters here real quick. T. Dejar Author says, I understand the clue, although it took me a while to figure out. Dig, because she's an archaeologist, for Victory, because she's British and whatever, but Elsa is actually one of my all-time favorite obscure characters. I would highly recommend reading the 12-issue maxi series Next Wave, where she is featured. But giving us characters who pop up only once in a while there's a monster to fight, someone whose only personality trait is that she's British and has a foul mouth, and we still don't have the greatest character in the Marvel Universe? What's next? Darkhawk? Sleepwalker? Slapstick?
I do like Darkhawk. He gets a bad rep, but he was cool.
Follow up with Zootsax, who says, to TJ author, I think you will need to advocate for restoration of one-star Venom to his former glory and get its implementation in the game before Craig will ever get on board with your calls for Batroc.
No, I will never be on board for calls for Batroc. Good God.
And with regards to the greatest wizard question, I would throw an honorable mention to Donald Duck from Kingdom Hearts video game franchise.
Totally. Solid. Solid honorable mention.
It will always amuse me to no end to imagine Donald reciting some kind of arcane incantation with his ridiculous voice. Only imagine that it's like Bruce Campbell trying to do the Klaatu Barata Nikto every time he opens his beak. So there you go. That's all we got. That's the mailbag for this week. Thanks, everyone. And thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to
pump
you up.
You up.
I heard Ian's clap.
Did it work? I heard your clap.
Nice.
Solved. So I have the distance down. I just had to get the volume up with the clap force. We're good now. I'm cruising.
The clap force. that sounds like something you need after a trip to Tijuana.
Oh, signed Jimmy Dugan.
Hey, speaking of things near Tijuana, our good friend in California is only one zone away from being evacuated from his home. So that's not cool.
From being on fire?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. How big's the zone?
I don't know.
Like an auto zone?
I didn't look it up, but their daughter's high school has been closed because they don't want them that close to the fire. So, well wishes to our friends in Cali.
Yeah, that would be horrible if it had to move back to PA.
I tried to, taunt them that, I said, you could move back here.
Spin it that way, yeah.
We've got this great, terrible, cold, rainy, horrible weather, but we don't have fires or earthquakes.
Right.
And then he said, yeah, but you've got people who flipped in the last election and voted red and voted in Trump. So you're a terrible swing state. And I said, well, all right. I didn't really have an argument to that. So I went, yeah.
Yeah, but the state isn't actively trying to kill you, so.
Yeah, the state itself doesn't try to kill you. Right. The ground is not trying to kill you.
Right. Or the air.
Yeah. So.
Sorry to hear your house is going to burn down, but what about us and our needs? Move back home.
So, yeah, I haven't looked at the fire zone in California, but apparently it is close by to Rancho Santa Margarita.
Rancho Cucamonga?
Yeah.
The fire just has to... Get on the 101, and then...
Right. Hey, fire! What are you doing here? this show's reached a new low now. We're taunting the fire.
Yeah, with a Californian sketch of all things. Let's talk about below average 3 stars, because they are. Actually, Hawkeye's okay, because his blue is so cheap, and I'm sure... probably half of its effects will be boosted because of the boost. Recently reworked Psylocke, power costs and damage, I think they went down and up respectively, but she is still the worst Braddock in the game. But she, you know, her red and black will do more damage.
You're waiting for her brother to show up?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Gotta be.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah. Ragnarok, also recently reworked. Was given a third power, but his glory was taken away from him in the rework. His green will do some more damage, and his red will do some more damage. His blue will probably do some more healing, to be honest. I don't really know. The recently reworked Falcon. His protectiles will be stronger, and the damage that happens when he puts them out will be increased. And the amount he increases things with his yellow will be improved. And the good old Hulk, his green will be increased. His red also more damage. And the damage his black does to you if you have it at too high of a level will also be increased, I think. Let's learn about...
I love the Hulk.
Just in general, or...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the best comic Marvel's making for quite some time now.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah.
So good. Yeah. All right, let's learn about the... looks like we have a mixed bag of 4 stars here today. Agent Coulson. He's awesome. He's got active and passive powers for both. A number of his yellow tiles will see their effects boosted when he puts out other shield countdown people. The some amount of damage that he does when he swaps tiles with the best laid plans is going to be increased. His blue also does a scotia damage. Let's see. I don't know who this is. I should have looked before the show. Super Scroll, maybe?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. I see the reference to Kull or Krull. Which is a fantastic movie. I put it together now in my head. I'm totally going to rewatch that. I wonder if that holds up.
Probably not, but I enjoyed that movie.
See, I feel like it does hold up. I saw it again. I saw it as recently as like 20 years ago and it was good. So I can't imagine it's gotten that much worse in the last 20 years. Plus he throws that little swirly bit.
The glaive.
Yeah. Oh, man. Sorry, I just got read to the other. So Super Scroll is one of those. I do a whole bunch of things. He's got 4 different abilities with his blue. All are going to be boosted. He's got some AoE with his green that's boosted. And his tile buffing is boosted. The always confusing Drax the Destroyer is boosted this week.
Recently reworked.
He is recently reworked, and his destroyer damage is increased. Bigger strike tiles, and his slice and dice damage is increased. It's super increased if they have more than 90% health. The somewhat new Negasonic Teenage Warhead, boosted for the first time that I can remember. Her green AoE is boosted, her red damage is boosted, and she does a little true heal with her yellow, also boosted. Rogue. She was popular for a while. She's probably still popular. The second half of her green does a ton of damage, and it's going to be boosted, so it's going to be a super duper ton. When she red punches you, some extra damage, and that's it. So, I don't know. At least Rogue and Coulson are good in my remembering. I don't know anything about Super Skrull or Negasonic Teenage Warhead. They might be okay. Drax has always kind of been a struggling character. Let's see what recommendations Samurai has for this week. 2 good options this week. Rogue is a great tank, no matter who you pair her with. And Coulson and his Parade of Countdown tiles could try to make Drax a little more useful with his secret weapon. All right. There you go. There's Drax sneaking into the list. But yeah, absolutely. Coulson and Rogue are the two shining stars on this list. So there you have it. Listen to me now and believe me later. That is who is boosted this week. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify.
I'll be a shining star, no matter who you are. Shining bright to see. All right, let's head over to team-up time.
The Synergy segment featuring Ray.
Okie dokie. This week, actually, the team-up comes mostly from T.J. Arthur and partially from our friend Eric in Cincinnati.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah. T.J. Arthur actually did the team-up, and Eric just had a couple comments. And, well, Eric posted a team-up as well, and I'm not using it this week. I'm saving that one because I think it'll be more useful a little later. But because Elsa is new, I wanted to bring this up. So this team-up is a four-star team starting with Elsa Bloodstone. Throw in a cloak and dagger and follow up with Black Widow, 4-star. Again, all 4 stars. They are super effective, according to the TJ Arthur. Elsa feeds Cloak and Dagger's light knives because she generates yellow. Cloak and Dagger feeds Widow's stun in her lights out, her black. And when teleported, Brush Pass, which can be used to refresh the other characters and reduce power costs as well, they're really low cost. I mean, you get them going and you get Widow's yellow out there and the power costs drop down significantly. So, like, your highest powers cost, like, 5 AP. So, it's a very interesting team. I tried it out on just a low-level Goons node just to see what it was like. And, yeah, they feed each other pretty well. So there you go. I think, well, this is the way I have them spec'd. I don't know if it is the best way, but Cloak and Dagger at a 4-4-5, although I think you might want to maybe up her light knives. I don't know. But Black Widow at a 3-5-5 and Elsa also at a 3-5-5. So, you know, give them a whirl. It's kind of an interesting utility team, too. If you're going up against Vulture and some other 4-stars, you know, Elsa will bring him down out of the air so that you can kill Vulture. So, in any case, there you go. Cloak and Dagger, Elsa, and Black Widow. Try it out. Thanks, as always, to Unify.
Unify. So, here's my team up time, Grouse.
Okay.
Which I've been seeing in the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit a lot. When I browse in there, people are like, hey, here's a great way to use Midland character. And they're like, it turns out they're really good if you put them in a team with Beta Ray Bill and Polaris.
Yeah.
Knock it off. There's any character that you can put in a team with Beta Ray Bill and Polaris, and suddenly that team's really good. Like, if two characters are doing the heavy lifting, thinking of a mediocre third to put with them is not that inspired. Just stop it. Like, Beta Ray Bill, Polaris, they get together, ruin the game, and then you add a third. So, I appreciate, you know, your guys' attempts to work in a character who might be underused, but, okay. Good job. Like, any of the characters that are boosted, just put them in a team with Beta Ray Bill, Polaris. They'll probably be good. There's your chance to use Drax the Destroyer.
There are definitely people commenting who have suggested a couple of different teams with Beta Ray Bill and Polaris. And yeah, it's because together they are ridiculous. It's kind of like why I stopped mentioning, you know, Thor and Okoye with a third person.
Right, I get it. See, Sluggo gets it. What an odd choice, but he was like, yeah, I got a great idea for a team. Beta Ray Bill, Polaris, and an old turnip. I don't know why you picked old turnip, but that would probably be just as effective as anybody else who you put with those two. Yep, that's it. It's nothing critical. I've been seeing a lot of that, and it makes me chuckle in a sad kind of way.
I should have used one of those teams for this week so that it would have, you know, driven home your point. But.
All right. Let's open some tokens then. You got that Steam open?
I do.
Holy smokes.
Sorry, there's lots of stuff popping up, so I'm taking the time to read it.
Apparently I have 4 this week.
That's what I got.
I got 1. Sorry, a lot of pop-ups this week. They gave me some hero points because of the team up issue. But let's see what is hidden in the Heimdall. Ooh, it's a four-star Juggernaut, Breaker of Stone. I think that's something I can use.
I would imagine. He's not that old.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That takes him to a 1-3-3.
There you go.
How many points do I get for opening a legendary token as far as my five-star is concerned?
You get 3 5-star shards and 10 4-star shards.
Okay. So, looks like 2 more weeks and I'll have my very first Jessica Jones cover.
All right, I'm going to go.
Okay.
An eye poking gives me a 4-star Chavez, fear not, mi gente. The second one, another 4-star Rai Will I Ams.
Nice.
My third one gets me a purple cover. It is a Killmonger repatriation. And finally, all right, 50%, another purple. Wow. For a Heimdall, Prismatic Cleave. That's nice. So the Prismatic Cleave gets my Heimdall to a 2-1-0, and my Killmonger is already champed, so that's another level for him.
Let's see what I get here. 4-star Janet Van Dyne. Number 2 is an even less exciting Prowler. Number 3 is Scott! It's all 4-stars because Ray stole all the magic. Oh, dear God, it's Emma Frost.
Ooh.
Wow, that was a big pile of turds.
Yeah, I feel like Craig left something on the board, so I'm going to open up an extra one in an unprecedented move. So hopefully I'll get another good 4-star. Oh, I got a 5-star.
I hate you, Peter.
Hey, it's one that I already have. It's the Master of Yaido?
Yes.
Yeah! Yeah, next week. So now we've moved up to next week. My Jessica Jones is at 498 covers out of 500. Or points, or shards, or whatever they're called. But yeah, that gets me... That takes my Wolverine Samurai Daken to a 2-0-0. Nice.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that power, but that's like all that I get with for him.
This is red?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can wait. I want that Jessica Jones cover so badly. I haven't had one since the release.
Click it.
I'm going to open up a classic legend. I think that'll do the same thing. Let me poke Onslaught in one of his fake eyes, and I will get a Professor X. Yay! 501 out of 500.
Now the question is, which power are you picking?
Does it matter? Wait, what's it's the one where she takes pictures.
Yeah.
That's the good one, right?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, her blue is what you
ready
want
to unlock. Pick your pet. Which one? Damning Evidence?
Yeah.
Oh,
no. I don't have a roster. I'm going to have to spend hero points. I didn't think that through at all. Oh, good. I have enough hero points. All right. Now Jessica Jones is finally at a 0-0-1.
Woohoo!
You don't have to skip those no's where she's a required character, which I haven't seen in a long time, but...
Right.
Yeah, so my 5-star, the Wolverine Samurai Daken, is 4-1-0. So not a very auspicious beginning for him.
Right.
Not nearly as bad as my Jean Grey, who it just irritates me to think about it, because she's an 11-3-2, which is just, that's so annoying.
What?
And Ian,
yeah,
did
that is super annoying.
I'm assuming the answer for Ian is no, but Ray, did you get a, I have already forgot what he's called, the new Deadpool Ghost Rider Deadpool?
Deadpool Spirit of Vengeance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Are you using him every day to get that extra prize?
What?
I don't know what you're talking about, so no.
I need a prize?
Oh, if you use him, he, much like 3-star Deadpool, where you get Deadpool points.
Uh-huh.
If you use that guy, if you go all the way to the end of your things, there is a Taco Vault Spicy.
I have seen the vault, yes.
You get a pull from that vault if you use that Deadpool.
Huh.
Oh. I don't have him to use.
Yeah, I don't have him either. Yeah, that's why I was asking if anybody had tried it yet.
I just checked. I don't have him. So, no, I have not tried that.
I also just checked. I wanted to see which 5-stars I were unowned now that I've got Jessica Jones and it's all the new guys. It's Apocalypse, Heimdall, Deadpool, Killmonger, and Yelena.
Hmm.
But no, what have I been doing to earn 5-star shards other than opening covers? Because I have 15 shards of Heimdall and 15 shards of Killmonger, and I can't quite figure out why.
Introducing, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, did they get an introducing event?
Yeah,
you get 15 shards out of that.
Yeah.
That makes it.
You get a handful. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. I can dig it. I was just curious about those Deadpool things, because obviously I can't get them, so I want to see if I may.
Yeah, when is he done being new? I want to put him in my, earn him in a year or two list. I can't favorite him yet, can I?
Samurai says wait till Monday.
Oh, okay. I'll be here on Monday.
Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Oh my goodness, the soon-to-be-named network. It's available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. We are a part of it. Several great shows on that network. If you would like to hear more about them or need your podcasting day filled with new and exciting things, Soon to Be Named Network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Hey, I'm curious, are you guys doing an all live until it's over show on Tuesday?
No.
Definitely not.
Okay.
No, we're barely doing a show on Tuesday. If you would like to hang out with us in Discord and watch us nervously like rehash whatever the current count is.
I just remember 4 years ago lying in bed, you know, watching the results come in, and I saw, you know, as soon as they announced Florida and Pennsylvania, I was like, holy crap, they did it. Like, I did not expect that to have happened.
Yeah. So, that being said, I'm much more braced for it this year.
Okay. Yeah, I just didn't know if you guys were going to try and do, like, a really extended, long show.
Nope.
No, I mean...
I think we're going to do the opposite.
This could literally go for days, so, no.
Yeah, right. I suppose that could be true, yeah. All right. Anything else for the Go to the Order?
Oh, hey, I did, yes, really quick.
All right.
I had a guess off for the clue. It was something like being strong for mother. Well, I'm going to go with one of the strongest Marvel characters there is, who is named, his name comes from his mother, Hercules, or originally called Heracles.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's my guess.
I could be down for that.
Yeah.
I'm,
that's a good guess. I hope it's that.
I think I'm wrong, but, you know, I just wanted
you
to throw
are,
that out there.
I like it.
I also like it because, you know.
I check him on the survey frequently.
Yeah. One of the Avengers.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's it.
Like
that's
it.
All I had.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com is the place to be. Click on the Amazon banner, buy yourself some stuff, or All Hallows Eve. You can still get that with, you know, Prime shipping. Comment suggestions, shoot them at Ray. Or if you want some swag, go to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, cut, print. Let's go home. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
I thought it was going to be that's a wrap. But... All right.
Could have been.
Good night.